Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for more. This is the latest in a series of short podcasts on 10 characters in the play Hamlet. Ophelia is one of the most memorable figures in literature, and indeed elsewhere in culture, particularly in art, where there are vivid representations of her death by painters such as John Everett Millais and John William Waterhouse. This young woman's story seems particularly haunting. She doesn't in fact appear a great deal in the play compared to major characters such as Hamlet himself or Claudius, but it's difficult to come away from a performance without her fate in your head. She is, in the correct use of the word, truly pathetic, where pathetic means evoking pity or sympathy. And the critic Tony Tanner calls her the most pathetic victim of this sick and perverted society. That sickness originated in one act, the regicidal and fratricidal murder of King Hamlet by Claudius. And then the sickness spreads, and many other characters arguably become complicit in what Marcellus calls the rottenness. Most importantly, Hamlet himself, but again arguably Laertes, Gertrude, Polonius, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern. But one person who cannot be accused at all is Ophelia. What happens to her is certainly none of her own fault. The portrayal of Ophelia, like of course many other characters in this great play, has undergone many changes of fashion in the theatre. Classically, she is totally helpless, naive, a little mouse crushed by the forces around her. More recently, she has been given more toughness by actors. Both qualities you can find in her the first time we see her. Not in the public court scene of Act 1, Scene 2, presumably she's not important enough to attend, but in Act 1, Scene 3, when she is given advice about her love life by her brother Laertes. Again, this can be played broadly in two ways, as affectionate and sensible cautionary words, or as potentially hypocritical interference. His lengthy advice centres on the idea about Hamlet. His greatness weighed, his will is not his own, for he himself is subject to his birth. He may not, as unvalued persons do, carve for himself. So the message is, steer clear, particularly sexually. Ophelia shows she has at least some spark by cautioning him to practice what he preaches. If she hasn't had enough advice, then comes in her father. See the previous podcast on Polonius. His advice is more like an order. The question of Ophelia's treatment by Hamlet thereafter is complicated, perhaps confusing, but certainly important. You can pick your motive for it from a wide selection over the ages: genuine madness, cunning protection, not very successful if so, displaced rage at his mother. But whatever you choose, there is no denying that it is unjustified, unfair, and cruel, and the result is catastrophic. After Hamlet leaves, in Act 3, Scene 1, in the Get Thee to a Nunnery scene, Ophelia speaks heartbreaking words, and ones very useful for us as students of the play, since they give us a vivid portrait of Hamlet before his father died. That speech starts, "Oh, what a noble mind is here o'erthrown," and finishes, "Oh, woe is me to have seen what I have seen, see what I see." But she has even worse to face. In Act 4, Scene 5, Hamlet's shocking killing of her father tips her over the edge. There can't be much worse than seeing your boyfriend abuse and reject you before he kills your father. By Act 4, Scene 5, she is clearly out of her mind, and that is the last time we see her. Her death is reported by Gertrude in Act 4, Scene 7, to her brother. Just do be careful on reading this. She did not set out to kill herself. She fell in the weeping brook rather than jumping into it, and the key phrase is that she was as one incapable of her own distress. The critic Tony Nuttall, in his book Shakespeare the Thinker, calls the death a wretched, unglamorous accident or worse, and points out that it actually happened in a cold month in rural England more than 400 years ago. It happened when Shakespeare was 15, in December 1579, when a girl in Stratford drowned after trying to fill a bucket with water. Her name was Catherine Hamlet.